We
are speaking about the message of the cross.
First Corinthians 1:18,
for the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God.
Manje, siqoqile izolo ekuseni kancane ngesiphambano.
We spoke yesterday morning a little about the cross.
Sathi isiphambano samiswa ngenxa yesono.
We said the cross was erected because of sin.
Esiphambanweni kuyilapho uNkulunkulu abambana noSathane amandla obumnyama.
It was on the cross that Jesus wrestled with Satan and with those evil forces. Satan and death and the world. And he made an open public spectacle of them, conquering over them. And he poured disgrace and contempt upon them. And to some it's difficult to understand that.
The English Bible says he made an open show of them. Kusho uguti, omunye akavali kapha manje ngena umoyo bandayo. Valwi kapha. I'm just telling them to close the doors. Cold wind is coming in there. I hope if it's possible in the future we'll put some warm air here, then you needn't freeze because of the cold. An open show. Tell an etazobala begbusa okesari endulo.
Now, in those days, Caesar ruled the world. He ruled over the whole known world of that time. Just as America, the USA, is a superpower today. Many don't like the United States. Especially the Muslims. But I love them.
No pushing yam tanda ngobum zalwane umuntu oyinikele enkosini.
And I love Bush as well, for he's a Christian, somebody who's given his life to the Lord.
Umange kusho lokho phesheya wabase Europe baphatheka kabi ngoba bafuna ubugqingili, bafuna ukuphitha inzalo, bafuna ukumlahla uNkulunkulu. UBush umele uNkulunkulu abamfunike enxa yalokho. Wena ongamthanda uBush, usadinga ukuphenduka uvume isono sakho kuNkulunkulu ukuthi ungamthanda umzalwane wakho.
Now when I say that overseas in Europe, they get furious. Why is that? Because they want homosexuality. They want abortion. They want to be able to do those things. And that's why they hate him. And if you still hate him, then you need to repent. You still need to turn to God and confess your sin because you hate your brother in Christ.
If the strongest man in this world is washed in the blood of Jesus, not ashamed of my Lord, and then I should have something against it. You're not a real Christian. You're not a spiritual Christian if you are like that. You're a tool in the devil's hand.
Uma ngabe umzondo umuntu onamandla emhlabeni wonke jikelele umuntu wagezwe ngegazi lenkosi yethu Jesu Christu kusho ukuthi uyithuluze ezandleni zika Satan.
But if you're a Muslim, I can understand that you are against him. But I thank God that the Muslim world that wanted to swallow up the world, that God used Bush just to give them a kiri on the head.
Ngiyamdumisa uNkulunkulu kuba amsebenzisa uBush lapho amaSulumane efuna ukugwinya umhlaba wonke jikelele. Amsebenzisa ukuthi abanikeze ngesagila la ikhanda.
I'm not a politician.
Angisiyena umuntu wepolitik.
Kodwa nginamahloni ngomuntu ongenamahloni ngenkosi yami.
But I'm not ashamed of somebody who's not ashamed of my Lord.
Amvume phambi kwezwe lonke azakubhale athi ngisindisiwe ngiphendukile ngenkosi yami uJesu Kristu.
And then he confesses and testifies in front of the whole world that he is saved, that he believes in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Izweke lithi wamelana namasulumani ngobe funa ukufaka abafundisi eIraq. Kungaba kubi lokho, icala lelo ukuthi ama missionary angene eIraq. Abanye ingqondo yabo ayikho la ikhanda, isenqini zabo.
Now some say that he fought against Iraq just because he wanted to put missionaries into Iraq. Now would that be a crime if he would do something like that? If you still think like that, it's terrible. Some people don't have their brains up here, but down there. And they sit on it.
Kushukuti. Nasis pambano. Lapu Jesu anqoba khona amandla onke ka Satani.
Here is the cross where Jesus Christ conquered over Satan and his hordes and his power.
Wachithisono.
He destroyed sin.
Izono zakho, izono zakho. Kusho ukuthi lapho eyichitha unqamlezweni, wayichitha nasempilweni yakho.
Your sin. So when he conquered sin on the cross, he conquered over your sin as well.
Manje indaba kaNkulunkulu ayenzayo esiphambanweni eGolgotha ayichazeki, ayizekeki, iphakeme, ibanzi, ijulile.
The message of the cross cannot be fathomed. It's too high and it's too deep and too wide to be fathomed.
Singathatha ingqondo zabo bonke abantu abahlaniphile sisiwahlanganise kube ibhodwe lodwa kodwa ngeke sifinyelele ekujuleni kwale ndaba yesiphambano.
We can take the brains of the most brilliant people, the brilliant, most brilliant minds, and put them all together. But even through that, we won't be able to fathom the depth of the cross. It goes further than that.
Esiphambanweni lapho uNkulunkulu wasebenza izono zami nezakho.
It was on the cross that Jesus dealt with and where he dealt with your and my sin.
Izolo ngasho ngenxa yenu ebeningekho ukuthi isono asifanele ukuthi sithathwe kalula.
Haye darmi afgereken. Yesterday, for the sake of those of you that weren't here, I said that we shouldn't take sin lightly.
Indaba yesono into elukhuni, into enzima, into embi, into esindayo.
Sin is evil, it's terrible, it's gruesome.
Kufanele ukuthi sikuthathe kalula.
We shouldn't take it lightly.
Noma thina sikuthatha kalula sithi boyfriend, girlfriend, into ubala nje. Kodwa uNkulunkulu kuyinto enzima.
And we might take it lightly and say, oh well, what is it to have a girlfriend or a boyfriend? There's nothing much bad, much wrong with that, but with God it's serious.
Gqoka izingubo zenzwe kuyini lokho.
And so, worldly clothing, what does that matter? Doesn't matter much.
And some Christian says, no matter, doesn't matter how you dress. God doesn't look at the outside. He just looks at the inside. It's true. But I can't understand you, silly person. Why don't you go naked? Because he doesn't look at the outside. He just looks at the inside.
Abanye bathi uNkulunkulu akabuki ngaphandle lomuntu, bukinga phakathi hayi ngiyakuvumela makunjalo ke wena esiwula hamba ke phela uhambaze unqunu ngoba phela uNkulunkulu bukinga phakathi
kodwa uNkulunkulu uthi uma uthandise izwe umi wisitha kuye.
But God says, if you love the world, you become an enemy of God. You become an enemy to God if you love the world.
Inqaba uma umuntu ephenduke ehlangana noNkulunkulu khona lapha nizwile unonto ukuthi ingane yakubo yenze njani ingena emotweni.
Did you hear what Nonto said about her niece, that when she got converted, just what happened, even in the car, she got into the car? We are still going to stand before God where we'll have to give an account of our lives. And I don't know how you women are going to stand before God, before Him, with a worldly appearance and a worldly hairstyle.
The blacks, they like to take Indian hair and wear that. I say, how will you stand before God with the Indian hair and having a flat nose? Hayi sisiya sisaya enkanini ngiyantshela sadalwa uNkulunkulu angifuni ukumsola uNkulunkulu ngingabi nenelwele esifana nezakho ngezinye ikhathi ngifisa inwele zenu ngathi hawu uNkulunkulu bayajabula abantsundu noma kushaywa umoya inwele zihleli nje kodwa ezabelungu sibhekele sibhekele.
Now God created us as we are. And we shouldn't find fault with him. And I don't want to find fault with him. Even though sometimes I do wish I had hair like the blacks. Because they don't have any problem. If the wind blows, their hair just stays as it is. But with the whites, it goes all over the show.
Isonoke, saba indaba enkulu kuNkulunkulu. Buka esiphambanweni. Uyoqonda na ubukhona ebusuku. Qonda ukuthi isono uNkulunkulu kasithathi kalula.
Sin is a serious matter to God, and God treats it seriously. Just look at the cross, and you saw last night, when we saw Jesus dying on the cross, how serious God takes sin. God struck Jesus on the cross. And the Bible says God made him sin.
Angikwazi ukuthi ngithathe konke ngikhulume ngakho bese ukhuluma lishona ilanga ikho ngithi nqampu 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 nje.
I cannot speak about it all. The sun will set. That's why I'm just touching on it here and there.
Kodwa wena ungaye ekhaya awuqishe uTV noma ulahle uma unebush lomgodi elikhulu fake khona. Uyosizakala uyobusiseka ingane zakho kunokuba ufake isiqalekiso endlini yakho.
Go home. And if you've got a TV set, switch it off. Or rather even get rid of it. If you've got a pit toilet, throw it inside. Your children will be all the more blessed because of it.
A young girl who had fallen into sin. I said, young girl, I know your father, I know your mother. Did they teach you to sin like that?
Konintombazane eyawela esonweni. Ngayibuza ke, ngiyabaza abazali bakho, mama no baba, bakufundisa yini ukuba wona ngaleyo ndlela?
Wathi cha.
She said no.
Pho, wafundiswa ubani ukuthi usuke uhambe nendoda? Awazi lapho iqhamuka khona, awazi lapho ifike khona, umuntu omgwaqo usutholakene naye.
So who taught you?
Usuhleli emadolweni akhe, senyaqabulana, ufundiso ubani udoti olungaka na.
So I said, who taught you then to go with a man? You don't know where he comes from, where he's going to, where he's been, just a man of the road, and you are found sitting on his lap, kissing him. Who taught you such dirt?
And this were pure bred Europeans. There was an Indian here, and he spoke to me about the Europeans. Was a European. But he spoke about Europeans. I said, who taught you that a boy can sit on your lap and that you can kiss each other?
Well,
you
no.
know what she told me? She says, my father has got a TV set, but he's hidden it from us upstairs on the attic. He doesn't know that we know. But as soon as mom and dad are gone, we switch it on. And that's where we look at the things of hell. And that's where I was taught. You hear, Father? If your daughter goes to hell, you want to go to heaven. You'll go to where your daughter is before you've paid the guilt of her blood. And your mother, you allow such a thing.
Lo muntu futhi wayengumhlophe leyo ntombazane. Ngase ngambuza ukuthi kanti ufunde kanjani? Wathi ubaba uno TV kodwa ufihlile le phezulu kusilingi khona ikamela khona. Wathi ubaba akazi kodwa mabehambile siyaya thina bantwana bese ke sikuvule sibuke wonke amanyala esihogo sifundiswe lapho ke wena baba ubona ukuthi uzoya ezulwini.
And a domini wat niet zo ver van ons hier af was, was niet. Nabij, zoals ons buurman. Hij zei, toen weet jij, broer, ik heb de televisie gekoopt niet voor mij, niet maar voor mijn kinders. Want ik wil niet dat mijn kinders naar die buurmensen gaan en dat daar kijk dan liefst in mijn eigen huis. Ik zei toen, nou kan ik Luther beter verstaan, dat hij zei, hel zal gepleister worden met koppen van dominees en predikers.
Wat kon je omvondig slaan, makkeloane, wat die, als u die, gauw tegen TV, hij gaat bij u taan, dat ngithengele abantwana bami ukuze bangayi komakhelwane bayobukela khona ngcono babukele la emzini wami kanti hayi sengiyamuzwa ke uluthela ngoba wathi isihoko sokugandaywa ngamakhanda noma amathambo amakhanda abefundisi
hayi ke ningathukuthela ngokumtshela iqiniso ngiyazi phela ukuthi abantu abalithanda iqiniso kodwa ngosuku lwakuhlulelwa uzothi elo ngikuthanda ngalokho ngoba ubumela iqiniso noma ngiye esihogweni ngiyaya kodwa igazi lakhe keke libizwe kuwe ngoba ubungitshele ekhaleni.
You can hate me for telling you the truth because I know many people don't like the truth. But in heaven or before God, you will thank me for that and you will say, well, thank you for telling me the truth. I knew it. And even if I go to hell, I know that you are innocent of my blood.
On judgment day, and maybe that day isn't far away. If there was ever a time when you had to repent and mean business with God, then is that no, ni more ni vandag.
Ngosuku lokahlulela futhi lolo suku angibona ukuthi lukude kakhulu uma ngabe sekwaba khona isikhathi lapho kudinga ukuthi uyilungise indaba yakho noNkulunkulu imanje namhlanje.
Lapho ubona uJesu ehlushwa eshaywa bekumnandi kuwe yena ongenasono. Aphathwe ngaleyo ndlela ngenxa yezono zakho nalaphele ngemthini.
Was it nice to you to see the Lord Jesus' body broken on the cross, him being crucified, suffering, whilst innocent, doing so for your sin?
Kanti lokho esikuboniswa ngamehlo kuncane kuncuncuncuncu maqondana nendaba yangempela.
And that which we are shown, which we can see with our eyes, is only a tiny fraction of that which he really had to suffer.
He went through things 10,000 times more than what you saw.
Wadlula ebunzimeni okuphindwe kainkulungwane kunalokho obonile.
And the depths of these things are many, many, many light years away from us. We can just see through a dark glimly of those depths and those heights that Jesus went through. You can laugh and scorn at anything, but not about the Lord and his death on the cross. Even if you're the biggest fool in this world, the worst drunkard, the worst prostitute, if you look there at Jesus who died, then the scars on his head, the nails in his hands, shut your mouth and bring you to your senses forever and ever.
Kanti ukujula nokuphakama kwesiphambano ngeke nanini sikwazi ukuthi sifinyelele kukhona ngebuchopho bethu. Ngisho umuntu oyisifebe emhlabeni noma umuntu oyisidakwa, kodwa uma ebona uJesu esiphambanweni elengela yena lapho, bekumele ukuthi kuvale umlomo wakhe, kumnyakazise, aphaphame ebuthongweni bakhe.
The Bible says that Jesus was the lamb that was slain, the lamb that was slain, even before the foundations of the world were laid. Can you fathom what that means? Even before God created the heaven and the earth, the lamb that was slain was before his eyes. That's how deep Jesus Christ's death went, cut into the heart of the Father.
iBhayibheli ithi iNkosi uJesu uyiwundlu elibethelwe ehlatshiwe futhi ngaphambi kokubekwe isekelo somhlaba. Uyakwazi ukuqonda into enjalo. Ngaphambi kwaleso sikhathi uJesu eyiwundlu likaNkulunkulu wayesengaphambi kwamehlo kaNkulunkulu.
We can't asikwazi ukucabanga ukuthi le ndaba yokufa kaJesu yaba yinto engakanani enhlizweni kababa osezulwini. Bekungafanele ukuthi kube khona noyeto noma ikhomanisi noma isocialisti noma inationalisti oyithatha kalula le ndaba.
We cannot fathom how deep the cross of Jesus that he hung on goes with the Father, and how it cuts into his heart, and it should touch anybody, whether he's a communist, socialist, nationalist, wherever he might be.
Yize ukuthi la South Africa usuku lokwenyuka kwenkosi laqinwa kwathiwa kungabi iholide, kube iholide amalungelo abantu intando yeningi. Kodwa ukwenyuka kwaJesu kuqinwe. Hey, wena owabeka isiphambane ephepheni ngosuku lokwahlulelwa kuzobonakala. UNkulunkulu yokubuza ukuthi wasibekaphi.
Even in our country, they wiped out Ascension Day from the calendar as a holiday, but they make human rights a holiday. So that is raised up above Ascension Day. You that have voted, God will ask you one day on Judgment Day, where did you put your cross?
And democracy, the Zulus call it intando yeningi, the will of the majority. And I say, when you put your cross on that piece of paper, on Judgment Day, we'll see where that cross was. And you'll see, you'll have to bear the fruit of that. Angisiwo umuntu wepolitiki kodwa ngidedelene ukuthi ngintshele iqiniso ukuba niphaphame ekholweni.
Allow me to tell you the truth that you may wake up out of your sleep.
Phambili iminyaka phambili ukuthi akwathiwa uyinjumlungu, uyinjumlungu. Uyinjumlungu ngithi awu langijabulisa lelo culo. Langijabulisa nginja yakho. Inja yakho. Uzoyiphakele ke kuyincisha ukudla. Iyokhonkoda kufika izinja, kufika izitha. Ngithetheleni ke ngibe inja yenu, ngikhonkothe nikhona. Ngikhonkothe ngithi hey nazi igebengu, nabo abagqekezi abangenayo beyodiliza umuzi wakho.
Some time ago there was a political slogan.
Many years ago
that the white man is a dog. I said, well, I love that. I want to be your dog that I can bark and you'll even feed your dog. And so don't be upset with me if I bark to wake you up out of your sleep saying that your enemy, those thieves are coming to break in.
And they'll kill you. Ziyokubulala. Ngiyakwazi lokho namhlanje. Asalali kahle, gijima igundane nje, usushaye uvalo, usubona ngathi kukhona umuntu onesibhamu.
And today people are no longer living in safety. You just hear a rat running on the ceiling and you get afraid thinking maybe somebody's come to kill you.
UNkulunkulu kade wakubona usezonweni phambi kokusekelwa komhlaba. Why sethi kodwa usibanibani, umasibanibani, ingane kasibanibani, ngizoyisiza kanjani? Why say bona iwundlu elahlatshwayo?
Before the foundations of the earth, God already saw your sin. And he said, how will I deal with that sin? And then he saw the lamb of God slain before him.
UNkulunkulu uma ichaza indaba yokusindiswa kwethu ngendaba yesiphambano, usebenzisa amagama amaningi kube ngathi akazi ukuthi uzosebenzisa liphi, ashiye liphi. When God thinks about salvation on the cross, that he thinks of a multitude of words and terms that he doesn't know how to express himself, to describe and to portray the depths and the meaning of Jesus' death and resurrection. Yes, in his kati, uti ukuhlengwa.
Sometimes it is referred to as redemption.
As a ransom. As a ransom. He talks about it as the need to be justified. Akhulume ngokulungisiswa. He talks about it as being reconciled with God. Be made one with God.
Bese ke akuveze ukubuyisana noNkulunkulu ukuba uhlanganiswe noNkulunkulu.
UNkulunkulu asebenzisa amagama amaningi ezama ukuchaza indaba kaJesu lapha esiphambanweni.
Where God uses various terms to try and express the message of the cross.
Ake ngikhulumeke ngesidingo kancane nje serensem ngesiNgisi ngesiZulu hlengiwe.
Let me speak for a moment about the need of a ransom.
Khona iculo lithi hlengiwe limnandi lelizwi hlengiwe ngegazi lemvana. Ukuhlengwa kuyini na? Kuchazani?
There is a song that says, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Now what does that redemption or that ransom mean? It's the same word in Zulu.
Ukuhlengwa. to be ransomed means liberating a prisoner with money or some other great payment.
Ukuhlengwa kuchaza ukuthi uzohamba uhlenge impilo yomuntu oyisiboshwa ngokuthi ukhokhe imali noma unikele ngenye into enenani elikhulu.
UJesu wasenga esiphambanweni.
Jesus paid the ransom for us on the cross.
Ake nginilinganisele ukuthi ukuransom ukuhlenga kuyini.
Let me illustrate to you what that ransom means.
Bekona izelamani.
There were two brothers.
Omunye ubekholwa, omunye engakholwa.
One was a believer and one not.
Omunye ngesonto uthatha iBhayibheli uye enkonzweni.
One would take his Bible to the service on a Sunday.
Omunye uhamba udlala ibhola, uhamba ukhulumisa intombi emgwaqeni, uhamba nezinye bewubhema, bewuphuza.
And the other one would go and play soccer, go and talk to the girls, go with his pals to go and smoke and do other things.
Tambama umfana uthatha iBhayibheli uyalifunda uyathandaza.
In the evening the one brother would take his Bible and read it.
Uma kubuya umfo wabo late 9, 10, 11, 12 ngesinye isikhathi alale phandle.
And then his brother would come back late at night 9, 10, 11 sometimes later, sometimes he even sleep outside.
Akhulume naye amncenga athi hawu mfowethu kodwa uthi uNkulunkulu uthini ngempilo ile oyiphilayo.
And he'd plead with him and say, brother, dear brother, what does God say about your lifestyle?
Uthini ngalokhu kubhema nokuphuza kwakho neidakamizwa?
What does God say about your smoking and drinking and using drugs?
Athi mfowethu impilo yami le njengabe sifazane bathi isisu sami lesi.
And he'd say, brother, this is my life. Just as the women also say that it's their body, they can choose to have an abortion or not.
Izinto zahamba from bad to worse. Zaze zaba zimbi izinto. Wayesephila esenobulwane. Namhla uyolala nalo, sasa nalo, enobunja.
And it went from bad to worse. Eventually, he lived like a wild animal. Today, he would sleep with the one girl. Today, tomorrow, with another woman. And every day, somebody different. Eventually, he joined up with a gang. He had a knife.
A
dagger. And then, at one place, he stabbed somebody.
Kodwa le ndaba yenzeka ayi kulesi sikhathi salohulumeni kungasanqunywa umuntu. Kuleso sikhathi esiphambili lapho kusekhona intambo uhulumeni owathi sizogcina ukushiwa iBhayibhele obulalayo naye udinga ukubulawa.
But this happened not in these days where there's no longer any capital punishment, but with the previous government where those governments still said, we honor that which God's word says. When somebody kills, then his blood should be shed.
Ebusuku umfana efunda iBhayibheli ethandaza. Kwavuleka isiqapha ngamawala wangena umuntu kanti umfowabo.
And one evening, while he was still reading his Bible peacefully in the house, all of a sudden, the doors were flung open and somebody ran inside and it was his brother. And he said, brother, please help me, help me. And he was full of blood. And he said, I've murdered somebody, I've killed somebody, and the police are on my heel. Please do something for me, help me. You see how it is when you're in trouble, then you remember the minister, then you remember those who serve the Lord.
Even the man whom you hate, maybe it could be me, but one day you'll love me and you'll come to me for help. Even if they should write badly in the newspapers, what can you expect of a newspaper? Or in the internet, Jesus says, if they hate me, they'll hate you. And if they don't hate you, you belong to the devil. Woe to you if all men speak well of you.
Noma bebhalakabi maphepheni ngoba vele ungalindeleni maphepheni noma ku internet inkosi Jesu yathi uma bonke bakhuluma kahle ngawe maye kuwe kodwa uma bekuzonda bakhuluma kabi ngawe ngenxa yami ubusisiwe.
Hayi uma isengena umfowethu etatazela wathi mfowethu wakhumula iyembe khumula wakhumula kwakhe umgqokisa iyembe lakhe wamgqokisa ipantshi lakhe wamfaka icatulu zakhe wamfaka ibhulukwe lakhe wathi gijima mfowethu phuma hambe yoqasha.
And then he said, brother, take off your clothing quickly. And he took off his own clothing. He said, get dressed in this. And he got dressed in the clothing of his brother. And he said, now you run. You flee. Go as quick and as far as you can.
Lone paipele. Use kogi yembe. Lumpo habe twelikas. Fagi pluge. Faga gonke. Wakogange ngai. Wangal fagi yembe e plugueni. Wal shianji. Lilenga.
And so the believing brother had put on the clothing, the blood-stained clothing of his brother, the blood-stained shirt and trousers, and even caused his shirt to hang outside as his brother would normally do. Leaving the buttons, the top buttons of the shirt open to breastfeed the cats.
Gongo, nampa ma poisa, kahlelisqa phabange. Hawu nangu. Hawu samthola, sambamba kalula.
And then the police arrived and they kicked open the doors and they came inside. And they said, ah, here he is. We got him so easily.
Hawu uhlene iBhayibheli. Igebengu sanamhlanje sesiphatha iBhayibheli.
They said, oh, he's got a Bible even with him. So today's criminals go around with a Bible.
Sifunani sesitholile ubufakazi.
Well, what else do we need? We've got all the evidence. Yeah, there were the handcuffs. And they put him in the back of the police van. And so he was imprisoned.
But how? I bong in course, it's a shesha shabambiskalisgiving.
I said, oh, may the Lord be praised. We so quickly got hold of this criminal. And the case was heard.
Wangalpika.
And he didn't deny his guilt.
Walthali qala lomfowabo.
He took his brother's guilt upon himself.
Ichachi lathethi indaba.
And the judge gave his verdict.
Uyalpika icala.
Said, do you deny your guilt?
Angilpiki.
Said, no.
Thathwe konke.
So he was given the death sentence.
Walengiswa.
And he was hung.
Wafa.
And he died.
Umfowabo ukwelinyizwe.
His brother had run away to a different country.
Emva kweminyaka wabuya umfowabo.
After many years, his brother came back.
Seyikhohlakele indaba.
And the matter had long been forgotten.
Uma ifika ekhaya.
When he got home, where's my brother?
Hi, pelumfowenu wafa. Awukhumbuli kwavela icala lokuthi ubulele umuntu.
After all, your brother died. Don't you remember that there was that case where somebody was murdered and he was accused of that murder?
Hawu. Bambopha yini?
Oh, did they put him into jail?
Yebo.
Yes.
Bambulala, lathethwa icala. Ehe, akaliphikanga. Walthwala.
Did they try the case? They said yes, and he didn't deny his guilt.
Wabambi kanda wakhayisa njengentombazana wakhayisa wehluleka ukukhuluma. Wathi wafa umfowethu bekufanele ukuthi kufe mina kanti kwafa yena esikhundleni sami endaweni yami.
And then he held his head, he took hold of his head, and he wailed with a loud voice, crying, "Oh, I should have died, but my brother died in my stead." And then he went to the police.
What my police? Mbulele umuntu ongenaqala imini ngingumbulali walo umuntu.
He said, "You executed someone who was innocent. I am guilty of the death of that man."
Ama police akhohlwa ukuthi azokwenza njani. Azaye kuinkontolo inkosi yenkantolo yaye emajajini. Kwathiwa nangu umuntu ethuye ombulele.
And so they were at a loss as what to do with this case. They went to the chief magistrate, to the judges, and they said, "Here is somebody now admitting to his guilt, saying that his brother who was executed was innocent." He said, "Take me, I am guilty. Put me into jail, execute me."
The judge elikhulu lathi, "No. You have been ransomed. Uhlengiwe. Umfowenu wathatha isikhundla sakho. Wafa esikhundleni sakho. Asikwazi ukubulale owesibili. Ngoba lowo obefanele ukufa ufile."
And the chief judge said, "No. You have been ransomed. Your brother took your guilt upon him and he died. We cannot execute a second person for the same crime." And this real, the guilty one, went free.
Ibhayibhele lakhe walithola wathi ibhayibhele lomfowethu.
And he went home, and there he took off his clothing, put on his brother's clothing. He said, "It's the end of the world. I will no longer wear the clothing of the world." He found his brother's Bible, and he took it, and he said, "From now on, I'll make this book to be mine." And live accordingly. His brother had paid the ransom for him. You had to be crucified. But Jesus carried your
sin.
Silently, he didn't open his mouth, but he carried my sin. And God himself speaks about that ransom.
Bese uNkulunkulu sengiyashiya lelo gama ukhulume ngegama lokuba justified kuchaza ukuthi ukubonisa ukulunga umuntu ojustifiwe uboniswe elungile.
And then I'm leaving that word now, ransom, but God also uses the word to be justified. To be justified means to be shown as righteous.
UJesu laphele ngemthini wathwala izono zakho wangazithwala nje uNkulunkulu uyise wamenza isono.
When Jesus hung on the cross, he didn't only die for our sin, but God made him to be sin.
And it wasn't just to be. He made him sin. He was sin. Ubey sono. UJesu. Yena kwaphakade umsulwa ongasazi sono. Waba isono ngenxa yakho.
The eternal one who is pure became sin for your sake.
Bekufanele ukuthi lento isiqhumise inhliziyo, isikhalise inyembezi, sihayise. UJesu iwundlu likaNkulunkulu laphakade elimsulwa elimhlophe lenziwa yisono isono sono sono.
That ought to cause us to have our hearts broken, that our hearts break, that we wail, that we cry, because he who was pure and eternal became sin, sinful sin.
UJesu wathandaza eyedwa engadini yaseGetsemane.
Jesus prayed alone there in the Garden of Gethsemane.
Wabiza abafundi abathathu, Petru, Johane, no Jacob, akathi anithandaze nami.
And he called his three closest disciples, John, Peter, and James, to be with him and to pray. And he said, my soul is troubled unto death.
Wasuka guqa ithukuthuku zakhe zathanda ukufana namaqonzi ekhazi eqonsela phansi emhlabathini.
Then he knelt down and he prayed. And when he prayed, he sweated sweat drops of blood.
Those sweat drops were like blood dropping on the ground. What a struggle that must have been for him. Who knew no sin for all eternities, living in holiness, one with the Holy Father. Sin being made sin.
Bekumshika-shika ongakanani kuyena yena waphakade ongcwele ngcwele omsulwa kodwa wenza waba isono yena bengasazi.
How could the Father possibly do such a thing?
Ubaba osezulwini ubengenze kanjani into efana naleyo?
The others just crucified him, put the thorns on his brow, nailed him to the cross. But the Father made him sin.
Abanye.
As black as sin can be. As dark as the darkest night can be.
Abanye bambethele. Bafaka umqhele wameva ekhanda lakhe. Bambethele ipikili. Kodwa ubaba osezulwini wamenza isono. Isono esimnyama bhuqe.
Millions of times worse than what the Jews, the high priests, and those murderers did. The Father did. He was sin.
Wenza
the Father into. Made him sin.
Wenza into ephindwe kayinkulungwane kayigidi amagidi lokhu kwenziwe abafarisi nabaphristi abakhulu wenza ubaba osezulwini ngoba wamenza isono.
Why did the Father do that?
Wenze
how lokho? Could he do such an awful, terrifying thing?
Ubengenza kanjani into enje esabekayo ngalendlela?
To his only begotten son.
Kuyo indodana yakhe ezelwe yodwa.
Before time began.
Ngaphambi kwesisekelo sesikhathi.
He was one with him.
Ubemunye naye.
And now he turns his back on him and makes him to be sin.
Kodwa manje usemfulathele umenze eyisono.
God, how can you do, God in heaven, how can you do such a thing to your only begotten son? And he says, Elo, because of you. Elo, because of you. That's why I talk the way I'm talking. That's why I'm preaching the way I'm preaching. But I can't do it well enough and express my appreciation for that. What the Father has done for me.
Baba, Nkulunkulu, Jehovah sezulwini, ungenze kanjani into efana naleyo entotaneni yakho? Ngimbuze, bese aphendule ethi, kungenxa yakho, ngikwenze kanje,
ikhoke ngishumayela ngendlela ngishumayela ngayo ngikhuluma ngalendlela yizukuthi nalapho ngisilelwe angikwazi ukusho ngendlela engifisa ukwenza ngayo ngiveza ukubonga kwami kuNkulunkulu
wajuluka amaqonze gazi ethi baba asidlule lesisitha kimi kodwa ngokushesha kungabi intando yami kube intando yakho wangene ebumnyameni uJesu wangene ebumnyameni okungachazeki okuzwakala ngezandla okungabonwa ngamehlo odwa ubumnyama kwaphakade la kungazange kukhanyilanga khona.
And he prayed and sweated sweat drops like blood and said, Oh Father, let this cup pass from me. But quickly he added, Let not my will be done, let your will be done. And he entered into thick darkness that was tangible. Darkness as you've never seen before, where light has never reached.
For all eternities, never speck of light in that darkness, the darkest darkness of any darkness that ever will be, whether it was in the past, the future, or present.
Bumnyama obungeke kudlulwe nanini noma ngabe esikhathini sedlule noma esikhathini sizayo.
Wangena uJesu kulobo bumnyama. Wangena uJesu kulobo bumnyama. Wathi baba kungabi intando yami kube intando yakho.
And Jesus entered into that darkness saying, Father, let not my will be done, but yours.
Uma isemukela leyo ntando, uNkulunkulu uyise wamfulathela, wahamba wamshiya.
And after he had accepted that will of God, God turned his back upon him and left him. Forsook him.
Iyundlu likaNkulunkulu lakhala lathi hawu. Baba, Nkulunkulu wami ungishiyeleni na. Selokhu kusukela kwaphakade naphakade asange sihlukane. Kodwa kulo mzuzu uyangishiya baba. Wamshiya ngenxa yakho. Kodwa lolu thando lukaBaba nalelo gazi eyalichithayo ulinyathela ngenyawo sikufanele isihogo asikudabukeli uma ushe esihogweni ngeke kufanele ukuthi ushe ingunaphakade naphakade uNkulunkulu ekwenzela ongaka bese umvezela ingumuva lakho.
There on the cross, Jesus cried out, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? You that I've been one with for all eternity, how can you forsake me and turn your back upon me? And Jesus went through that. And if you can continue in your sin, and you can trample underfoot that blood that was shed, then we don't feel sorry for you if you go to hell. We say, you ought to go to hell. Where you show your backside to God after he did that for you.
Showing him your backside naked. If it doesn't mean more than the dirt on under your nails. And you leave KwaSizabantu and go and live as you lived before. Betraying the triune God. I say, how good it is. That there's a hell, and may God stretch it and make it seven times hotter for you. Bengithi ngesingisi uma lento iudodi kuwe okwenzelwa ubaba osezulwini ukuthi amenze uJesu abe yisono. Angene kulobo bumnyama. Azakhala uJesu. Athi Nkulunkulu wami ungishiyeleni na. Kodwa kungenzi lutho. Kushuthi amdunusela uyamsuzela. Ungafakanga nephethi nebluke. Ngithi sihogo asinwetshwe ngobude. Nomlilo uphindwe kasikhombisa ukuthi ushe ngempela. Ngokwenyanya nokudelela nokuhlambalaza indaba yesiphambano. Waba yisono uJesu ngenxa yakho ongubengasazi isono ehlele ebukhazikhazini baphakade emunye noyise bethandana, behloniphana, bemunye amatholimi. Kodwa kufike khona lapho uNkulunkulu emfulathela khona efa ukufa kwesiphambano ngenxa yakho. Kodwa wena uzosuka la uqhubeka ugaya utshwala, usukela uhlangana namadoda, usukela uhlangana nabangani bakho abamphikayo uNkulunkulu.
Jesus was one with the Father, living in holiness with him, in absolute harmony and unity, together with the Father in the glory of heaven. He forsook that, and God made him to be sin. God made him sin for you and for me, and you still go after that and go back to your sin, go back to other men, go back and brew beer and continue with your life of sin.
Unina Gasperchen, Charles Spurgeon.
Charles Spurgeon's mother had two sons.
They were this big, 14, 15, 16. We say they're still babies, but a 13-year-old child nowadays thinks she's big or he's big.
Bebe, kule mnyaka, ngama teenager, 12, 13, 14. Namhlanje sithi hayi, noma bayicabangela ukuthi sebebadala, kanti bese bantwana nje, bese ngabantwana.
Bebe 15, 16, kodwa namhlanje ingane eno 12, 13, ibona isikhulile. Phela namhlanje ingane isiqhuba isizwe, ingane isizele ingane, khohlwa nje kodwa izonceliswa kukuphi, ebhodlelenini, ngoba kwaqhuma namabele esifubeni. Kodwa sekuyinto yamadoda. Manje ke wakhuluma nabo unina ka lalelani na mama.
Now listen, you mothers.
Unina ka Spurgeon wathi Charles, uNkulunkulu kayifuni lempilo ukuthi nihwephane, nithethisane, nisolane, fanele ukuthi nibe munye.
And the mother said, Charles, God is not pleased with this life, where you argue with each other and fight and scratch each other and you're always at loggerheads with each other.
Ngelinye ilanga uSpurgeon bephumile uma esebuya. Hawu, nangu mama uyathandaza ube sekamelweni. Spurgeon usephasejini uyamuzwa, umuzwa ethandaza.
And then one day Charles was outside and as he came in, he heard his mother was busy praying in the room.
And he could hear her words. She was praying loud. And she prayed, oh God, if my two boys should die in the sin, it is not because of ignorance. And God, if they've got to stand before your judgment throne, I'll be a swift witness against them. Mothers, can you pray like that? Parents go to hell because of their children. Parents justify their children. Parents cover their children. Parents justify their children. Don't touch their child. You're prepared to go to hell because of them. But you'll take their side. They'll go to hell, but you'll go with them. Don't worry. You'll get your hell. But here a woman said, if my children are guilty before God, I want to be the first swift witness against them. Said, God, I told them, they deserve hell. Where are such mothers? Waar is julle moeders? Is julle soos daardie vrou? Dis hoekom julle dronklappe in hierdie wêreld bring. Mense wat rook en steel en in die tronk gaan. Maar sy het 'n child's burden, die prins van predikers in hierdie wêreld gebring. Dis die regte soort moeders wat ons nodig het. Makaspurgeon. Wazala uCharles Spurgeon, obizwa ngokuthi uPrince wabafundisi namuhla emhlabeni. UPrince wabafundisi. Ngoba ubeqotho engavumi ukuthi ingane igange. Abesifazane namhla bavuna ingane zabo, balwela ingane zabo, bathethelela ingane zabo. Ah, nina bo mama, nina bo Eva besihogo nibabi. Baqhubeni ingane zenu esihogweni, nani nizosha nabo. Nize nidle nokudla abanilethele kona abakuthole emasokini. Nizobone nizokuthola. Isihogo siyoba ngesenu, amalanga besihogo azonikhotha ningakafi.
And the flames of hell will lick you even before you've died.
Bekufanele silizise lenkosi othanduyise nonina umkakhe nengane zakhe kunami akangifanele.
We ought to hear the word of God that says, he who loves father, mother, children, or anybody else more than me is not worthy of me.
I'm afraid I lose my child. Lose him! If you lose your life, you'll win it. But if you want to save it, you lose him.
Uthi angesabe ukuthi ngizolahlekela umntwana wami. Kodwa ke makunjalo, ilahlekelwe yona ngoba uma ulahlekela impilo yakho uzoyizuza.
Ubaba wamfulathela uJesu. Wakhala uJesu, uNkulunkulu wami ngishiyeleni na.
God forsook Jesus and he cried out, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?
UJesu wafika, wagqoka ibhantshi lakho, wagqoka ikhazi lakho, wagqoka isicathulo sakho, wafela wena bekufanele ukuthi kufe wena kwafa yena. Ngalokho uyakulungisisa, uyalunga manje. Ngoba wena usumbethe zikaJesu.
Jesus took on him your clothing, your bloodstained clothing, your sin, your shoes. He put that on. And because of that, you are justified. You are shown as righteous because you have put on his righteousness.
Nu kannst du dastehen in Gerechtigkeit. Christi Blut und Gerechtigkeit. Das ist mein Schmuck und Ehrenkleid. Damit will ich vor Gott bestehen, wenn ich in den Himmel werde eingehen. Au! Hluphekile nina ningasizwa isiJalimane. Ukuthi igazi likaJesu ngizolimbatha. Ukulunga kwakhe ngizokwambatha. Ngokhoka kona ngizongena ezulwini. Ngizongena ngimbethe zakhe ngoba yena wambathe zami.
If you're sorry for you don't understand German, that verse is that I'll put on the blood of Christ and his righteousness. That will be my beauty. And in that way I'll enter heaven and stand there.
He took my dirty clothing and I'm wearing his clothing now. Justified, perfect before God. Besege. Uti, he talks about the last thing I'd like to mention. being reconciled to God.
Bese kugcina ukuba ubuyisane noNkulunkulu.
That means to be made one with God.
Ukuba uhlanganiswe naye, bemunye naye.
Sibuyisane. Sibuyisane.
That we are reconciled.
Sibemunye manje.
To be made one with him.
Hayi ngalezi zinsuku ngaya kuJesu. Ngathi ngiyakuthanda Nkosi yami. Ngathi Nkulunkulu wami. Ngiyakubonga ongenzele kona onqamlezweni esiphambanweni. Jesu, ngiyakuthanda. Jesu, ngiyabonga. Wena usuyile kuye. Wabonga. Wabonga. Noma usahlalelwe leso sikweletu. Awukabongi. Ngalokho akwenzele kona.
These days I went to Jesus and I said, Lord, thank you for what you've done for me on the cross. And for that, I love you. I love you. Tell me, have you gone to Jesus already? Have you thanked him for what he's done for you? Or do you still have that debt outstanding?
I couldn't, but 2-3 days ago. But to go to Jesus, I went to him. I said, Lord Jesus, I just want to say thank you to you. What do you want you for what you've done for me on the cross? I love you because of it. It means more to me than anything else in the world. Jesus, thank you. Have you gone to him already and thanked him?
Swaya yini kuye umbonge ngalokho akwenzele khona na ngoba kimi lokho angenzele siphambanweni kunenani okudlula izinto zonke emhlabeni.
Think of the price he paid. Think of the death and the hell he went through to get you out of it. And the rest of your life should be a thank you to him.
Kabanga ngalokho
friends and foes. White and black before the whole world.
Cabanga, ngaleyo nani ayikhokhayo, ngaleso sihoko adlule kuso ukuze akhiphe wena esihokweni impilo yakhe yonke. Bekumele ukuba kube ngukubonga yena ngalokho akwenzele khona phambi kwezitha nomhlaba jikelele.
So ngiyaphetha. In closing, there was a Scottish patriot. Robert Bruce was his name. Was once hiding from the English army, which had been sent by King Edward to be caught and to put into chains.
Kona umunye uRobert Bruce was a Scotland. Ubemela isizwe sakubo inkosi yaseNgilandi bethuma amasosha akhe inkosi uEdward ukuba bambambe bamfake ejele.
URobert Bruce ube i-patriot umuntu olwela umhlaba wakubo. I'm just explaining to them what a patriot is. One who is defending his country, fighting for his own land and his own country. King Edward, koni sibedlela la King Edward, King Edward lo wehluleka ukumbamba uRobert Bruce.
Now King Edward, we even have a hospital name after him. He failed to catch Robert Bruce.
Ngobube qasha entabeni sase Scotland.
For he hid there in the Scottish hills.
You know the Scots, the Scottish. In the Anglo-Boer War, the Afrikaner said, the English soldier is not a good soldier. But his wife, their wives, they deadly.
Amabhunu
It was because of the Celts, you know.
Amabhunu ayabasaba abase Scotland, but ayamangisi ngenkathi kube nempi namangisi namabhunu la kwelakithi. Athi ayamangisi awakazi ukulo. Kodwa umkabo ayisebesaba ngoba phela abase Scotland bebegqoka okufana neketi.
Manje amangisi athi, kanti amasosha aphatha umkabo. Kanti ukubhinqa kwase Scotland. Hayi ke u Robert Bruce ubeqashe entabeni zase Scotland, uKing waseEngland wehluleka ukumthola.
And so Robert Bruce hid away in the mountains there in Scotland, and King Edward failed to capture him.
URobert Bruce ubehlela entabeni eselambile, engenakho ukudla, esezacile, esephelelwa amandla, amangisi amzingela njengesilwane.
And he was hiding in his hideout, and he was hungry, experiencing hunger, weakness, all other types of weaknesses and peril. And while the English were hunting him like a wild animal.
And then one day, suddenly Robert Bruce heard the baying of his own dogs.
Kanti ngelinye ilanga esezozwa kukhonkotha izinja, mayelalelisise kuyizinja zakhe ezikhonkotha.
To bay is not khonkotha. Ubay, uzikhala izinja. Manje ke amangisi asuka thatha izinja zakhe, beza nazo, bethi izinja zakhe ziyamazi, izone ziyomveza obala.
The English took his own dogs and they said, well, they know him very well, they'll be the best to catch him and get hold of him.
And then he heard not the barking, the baying of those dogs. And he said, but those are my dogs. And he says, oh, did they get hold of my dogs? Have they set my dogs on me? But his dogs naturally didn't want to kill him. They were happy. They would see their master.
Where's umsindo nokukhala kwezinja zakhe? Wathi awu kanti bathathe izinja zami ukuba zongizingela ngazo. Kanti izinja zona bezingafuna ukumbulala, bezimjabulela njengoba bezobona umninizo.
UBruce, Robert Bruce, wathi kanti isitha sesingihlasele ngale ndlela, sebengihlasela ngezinja zami, ngiyophunyuka kanjani ngoba zona ziyongithola lapho ngikhona.
And so Robert the Bruce said, are they now hunting after me with my own dogs? How will I get away? For as sure as anything, they are going to get hold of me. And they'll find me. He was weak. He was hiding out. No longer had any strength left in him.
Lapo kusondela ukhala kwezinja, sesithola umkhondo wakhe, zijabule zona, azazi ukuthi ziyomfaka ekufeni nazi izitha, zona zithokozela ukuthi ziyombona.
And then he heard the baying coming closer and closer, and they were happy, they were going to see their master, not realizing that they were putting him into the danger of death.
Wayihutula esephelelwa amandla, esephelelwa ithemba, wafaka iconsi lokugcina lamandla, wagijima wagijima, bekhona umfudlana omncane khona, wagijima ezofika kulowo mfudlana.
And he scraped together his last ounce of strength, dragging him along, and started to run, running towards a little brook that was running close by.
Waqonda khona uma engqonda khona izinja sezilayiduzana ethendeni zakhe. Wangena emanzini, wahamba emanzini, wehla nomfula emanzini.
And with his dogs close on his heels, he got into that water, into that stream, and he walked along with that stream of water.
Wezi zinja zakhe zisa, 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 zafika emfuleni, zama. Hawu, bajika ukukhuluma kwezinja, ukukhala kwezinja, zakhuphuka, zehla, zilahlekela umkhondo, uhambe emanzini. Umkhondo wakhe ugqitshwa amanzi. Ugqitshwa amanzi. Izinja sezwa lutho.
And so he heard how their noise was coming closer, their baying, until they reached the stream of water. And then the sound changed. And they were no longer sure where he was. And they started running up this side of the stream, that side of the stream. The water had washed away his trail and his spoor, and they could no longer find him.
And Robert Bruce was saved. King Henry couldn't get him. His soldiers couldn't find him. He was saved with his feet in the water. The Bible says, your sin will find you out. You may be as old as Methuselah, but the sins of your youth will find you out. You may have sleepless nights, your guilty conscience, your sin, you can't forget it, your sin will find you out, your own dogs, your own sin will judge you on judgment day. They'll be there, but go into that stream that flows from Calvary, the stream of water and of blood, and you're safe. The sins are gone. The dogs won't get hold of you. The dogs of hell, all the demons, nobody will be able to get hold of you. Ngoba, ngoba sekuphansi kwegazi. Sekuphansi kwegazi. Noma ubunhlobono unesimile sonakeleyo, noma impilo yakho isiyonakele, sekuphansi kwegazi.
Wasinda uRobert Bruce ngaleyo ndlela, ngoba amanzi lawa abemhlanzile. Ngaleyo ndlela uma uze emfuleni walelo gazi namanzi agobhoza ohlangothini lwenkosi lapho bemhlaba.
Now they've heard it twice, you can say it once in English.
And if you come to that stream that flowed from the cross, from the side of the Lord Jesus, of the riven side, that blood and that water, you'll be washed and cleansed and your sin wiped out.
Have you dipped your feet into that? Have you come to the cross? Called a spade a spade. Call your sin by name. Don't justify yourself. Rather say, God, I'm guilty. And he says, no, you are not guilty. Then say, it's not too bad, and you'll be guilty before him.
Uswafika yini, wangena kulomfula, ngezinyawo zakho engcolile, uvume izono zakho, inkosi yokuthethelela ikuhlanze. Kodwa ke, uma uthi hayi, akukubi kangako.
Oh, for 1,000 tons to proclaim the mystery of the cross.
Giswele, izilimi ezinkulungwane ukuze ngimemezele imfihlakalo yesiphambano.
There are no tongues of men or angels that can fathom the depths, the height, the breadth of that secret, what happened on the cross. But may you, with the little that you understood and heard, be a new man from now on. and imprint your name into the book of heaven.
Izilimi zezingelozi nezabantu ziyehluleka ukuchaza ukujula nokuphakama kwendaba yesiphambano. Kodwa ngalokho kuncane nje okuzwile nokuqondile akukwenza ukuthi use kuye bese igama lakho ligxivizwe libhaleke encwadini ezulwini.
Asithoba amahlo ethu. Come Holy Spirit and make your people understand what the Father and Jesus did for them on the cross.
Yiza moyo ngcwele uchaze uchazele abantu bakho ngalokho ubaba osezulwini abenzele isiphambanweni.
Amen.